The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now continuing Simen Pei Beis of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We are discussing the halachas of transferring from one domain to another on Shabbos. We are up to Sif Zayin. And this halacha is going to demonstrate the complexities of determining what type of domain something is. Chatzer o Bayis. If there's a courtyard or a home, Shepisko Litoch HaRachov, whose entrance is on the street, Vahadelas Niftachas Lifnim, and the door opens inward, Vahamezuzos Im HaMashkov Shal Gabeim, Vahas Kupa Shebetachtis, Hein Litzad HaRachov. But the actual entranceway, meaning the lintel and the side posts and the floor piece under the lintel, are all on the street side. Hine hamakam hazeh lefamim hu rishus hayachid ulefamim hu kamelus. So this area is sometimes going to be considered a rishus hayachid and sometimes a kamelus. Ulefisha ein hakol bekiyin bezeh, since not everyone is an expert in this matter, lochein matilin alav misafek Chomer Rishus HaYochid V'Chomer Karmelis. Therefore, it is necessary to impose upon this doorway the status of being a Rishus HaYochid on one hand, meaning we have to be machmir, we have to be strict to deal with it as if it's a Rishus HaYochid, and on the other hand, we have to be strict to deal with it as if it's a Karmelis. And all this is because of a doubt of its nature. Asur Lahotzi Misham L'Rachov, it would be forbidden to take out from this area to the street, Shehu Rishus HaRabim or Karmelis, which would be a Rishus HaRabim or a Karmelis, because it could be that this doorway would have the status of being a Rishus HaYochid, and you can't transfer something from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim or Karmelis. V'lo min harachov l'sham, and nor from the street to this area, Kishemahu Rishus HaYochid. Once again, maybe it's a Rishus HaYochid, so therefore you can't transfer something from a Rishus HaRabim or a Karmelis to a Rishus HaYochid. V'chein, and likewise, Asur Lahotzi Min HaBayis O Min HaChatzer L'Sham. We can't even take out something from the house or from the courtyard to this area. V'lo Misham L'Socham, and not from this area to the house or to the courtyard, Kishemahu Karmelis, because maybe it has the status of a Karmelis. So we have to be strict in both directions. Ulachain, and therefore, Im HaPesach Na'um, if the door is closed, V'tzrichin L'Fascho, and they need to open it, Tzrichin L'Yizahar, you have to be careful, Shehago Yachnis Es HaMafteach, that a non-Jew should be the one to enter the key into the lock, and after they open the lock, terem yiftach Yisrael sedeles, before the Jew opens the door, yosir hagoyes emafteach, the non-Jew must remove the key from the lock, ki im yiftach Yisrael sepesach, because if the Jew opens the door, ba'olche mafteach toch amano, while the key is still in the lock, Hare Hichnis Es HaMafteach MiKarmelis L'Rishus HaYochid. So then he might be bringing in a key from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaYochid. Now the Kitzur doesn't say it, but obviously the alternate approach would be to have the non-Jew not just unlock the door, but also open the door. But either way, the Jew has to see to it that he himself does not unlock and open the door, because then he would be transferring the key. Halacha Ches deals with another of the complex areas. He says, Baharbe mekomos yesh batim, in many places there are homes, asher hagag nimshach min koso habayis, where the roof extends beyond the wall of the house, l'toch harachov, into the street, v'nismach sham al amudim, and the roof is resting on pillars. So it's not an enclosed area. The roof is on top, and there's pillars supporting it on the corners. Asur lahotzi min habayis lasham is forbidden to take something out from the house to that area. O lahachnis misham labayis, or to bring something into the house from that area. V'chein asur lataltu sham dalal amos, and you also cannot carry there more than 4 amos. Mishum didino kimo harachov, because its halachic status is like that of the street. Rishus harabim o karmelis, either rishus harabim or karmelis. Now the Mishnah Berurah paskins that as long as it has 4 tefachim of area there, then since there's a roof on top, it would have the din of a karmelis and not of a rishus harabim, because a roofed area cannot be a rishus harabim. Even though the roof is resting on pillars, the Havit Suras HaPesach, which resembles a doorway, meaning you have a roof on top and pillars on the side, the Dino Kimchitza, and normally we say that a Suras HaPesach, a doorway, has the status like being a partition, and in which case it should be nevertheless, from the sides there is no partition. If someone would want to convert this area into a Rishus HaYachid, what they would have to do is stand up a reed or a stick near the wall of the house, which is in line of the pillars, she'gam kan tzuras pesach, so that there would be a tzuras pesach, there would be the parallel of a doorway on the sides as well. V'chein mikotzeh hasheni, so would a person have to do on the second side. Now, it might be hard for a listener to picture this. I can't exactly show you a picture, but let me try to just explain the scenario clearly, and hopefully you can picture it in your mind. We have a building that is at the edge of a street. Now, the roof of the building is extending into the road, and there are pillars going down which are supporting the roof from the corners. However, there are no pillars or vertical sticks which are near the building itself, so that if someone is looking from the street side and they look, they're facing the building, so they are indeed going to have a tzuras pesach. They're going to have the equivalent of a doorway, since the two pillars are like the sides of the door, and the roof, which is over it, is like the lintel. However, if someone approaches this area from the side, meaning they are walking, let's say, parallel to the street, alongside the street, but not on the street itself, and they encounter this area, which is the extension of the building, what they would see is pillars, or a pillar on one corner, and on the other side it would just continue into the house, but there wouldn't be a second pillar there. So therefore that cannot qualify as a tzuras pesach. So what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is advising is to put up there the equivalent of a pillar, meaning some type of vertical stick or reed, which is under, directly under the roof, but very close to the house. And this way, that would also qualify as a tzuras pesach, because it has to be in line with the pillar that's on the opposite side. I hope now you have a clearer picture of this. So now the Kitzur proceeds and says, v'im kama batim smuchim ze'el tzazer, if you have many homes which are close to each other, be'inyin ze'e, dai lehem shi'asu kein, if they're all in this manner, meaning they all have these extended roofs hanging down, it's sufficient for them to do this, biktzei habayis asher mikotzeh mizeh If you have a whole row of homes which are attached, so we don't need to put the reeds so that you have two of them for each home that has this protruding roof, but rather, since all of the homes are attached, it's sufficient to have one reed on one edge of the row of homes and one reed on the other edge of the row of homes. Both of those reeds, of course, have to be right next to the buildings. V'yasa eruv v'chatzeros, and they need to make eruv v'chatzeros, which will be discussed in a later siman. Now, it's not really necessary for the homes to be attached, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that there could not be more than three tefachim between one home and the next. If there is, then they would have to put additional reeds, again, on the two sides of each building. Earlier in the siman, we mentioned that the melacha of hotzah includes making an akira and a hanacha. An akira means initiating the transfer, usually by picking up the item, and hanacha means completing the transfer, usually by putting down the item. Now, min haTorah, it would be necessary for the person who is doing the transfer to do the akira and the hanacha in order to be chayev. However, midrabanan, it is even prohibited for a person to do just the akira. However, this prohibition is, of course, only on a Jew. There's no problem with a non-Jew making an akira or a hanacha or a transfer, as long as he's doing it for himself, for sure. So, in Halacha Tes, it says, Mutar litein lefnei goy mizonos. It is permissible to put in front of a non-Jew food, b'chatzer or b'bayis, either in a courtyard or in a home, afapi sheyodeya sheyotzian lechutz, even though the Jew knows that the non-Jew is going to take it out into the Rishus HaRabim, rak shelo yitneim letoch yadoy, but he shouldn't put it into his hand. The imkain, who also has a hakira, because if he puts it directly into the hand of the non-Jew, and the non-Jew takes it out, so then it would be that the Jew performed the akira when the guy is doing the transfer, and that's something which is forbidden midrabanan. The Mishnah Berurah is lenient that if he did not give it to the non-Jew with the intent of that the non-Jew should take it out, then it's mutter. To stam give something, put it in the hand of a non-Jew when he's in your home or in your chatzer, there would be no problem. Okay, v'dafka kishiyesh lagoy rishus la'ochlam sham im yirtze. This that is permissible to put the food in front of him is only if the non-Jew has permission to eat there in the home or courtyard if he desires to. Avoim ein lo rishus la'ochlan sham, if the non-Jew does not have permission to eat there. O sheheim mizonos mirubim, or there's an abundance of food. Sheef shar sheyochlem sham, so much so that it would be impossible for him to consume the food all over there. V'chein shar chafetzim, and the same would be true of other items, meaning non-food items. Shenikar hadavar sheyotziyam lechutz, where it is obvious and evident that the non-Jew is going to be transferring it out to Rishus HaRabim. Asur, is forbidden to put the food in front of him, or the items in front of him, mipnei shenira kinosin lo amanas lahotzi, because to an onlooker, it will look as if he's giving it to the non-Jew for the purpose of taking it out. So, if the items belong to the Jew, and he is doing it in a way that it looks like you are asking him to take it out on your behalf, then it is forbidden. And by the way, this is true even if there are no onlookers, it would still qualify as marasayin. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if the articles don't belong to the Jew, if they belong to the non-Jew, then there's no prohibition. Certainly, that does not look like you're asking them to take the items out into Rishus HaRabim, since they don't even belong to the Jew at all. Okay, so now we are ready to discuss what one may or may not do in a Rishus HaRabim. Halacha Yud. Ha'isha midada espina. A woman is allowed to support her child in walking, afilo b'Rishus HaRabim, even when they're in the Rishus Rabbim, ubilvad shelo tigrehu, as long as she does not drag him, because then it's like she is carrying him. Elo yehe magbia raglaihu achas, but rather what she could do is to lift up his raglaihu achas, his one of his feet, v'yaniach hashnia al aretz, and then to put down his second foot onto the ground, v'yishain aleha, while he is supporting himself on her, ad sheyachzor v'yaniach raglo, until he goes back and puts down his foot, shehegbia, which is lifted, shenimsa la'olam hu nishon araglaihu achas, because he's always resting on one foot. Meaning, as long as the child is resting on one foot at all times, then it's not like the mother is carrying him. Avo kishehi goreres shtei raglav, if she's dragging him, meaning both of his feet, harezeke no say so, that is like she's carrying him, v'asur afilo becarmelis, and this is forbidden even in a carmelis. The Mishabura brings down that there are those who are more lenient than this, and they do permit her to drag him in a carmelis. V'loseis oso mamish, and to carry him totally, afilom hu godo kokach shiochol lelech beraglav levado, even if he is so big that really he can walk on his own feet by himself, aser, that's forbidden, v'afilo becarmelis, even if it's in the carmelis, shelo amru, because Chazal did not say hachai no say es asma, that a living person who is being carried, it's as if he's carrying himself, and therefore whoever's carrying him hasn't been in violation of anything. Elo lifter mechatas, they only say this in regard to exempt the one who's carrying the person from a carbon chatas. Avo al kolponim shvus ikar, but in any case there is certainly an iser midrabanan. Ube Carmelis, hu shvus de shvus, and in a Carmelis, it's a second degree de Rabbanan. Meaning, on one hand, it's only forbidden in the Rabbanan because it's a living person, and the second point is that it's only rabbinic because it's not a bona fide Rishus Rabbim. But either way, it's still going to be prohibited. V'tzrichin lahazir l'rabbim, and it is necessary to warn the public Shetorim b'zeh, because they err in this regard, and they think that is permissible. Halacha Yud Aleph. Amas Hamayim, a stream of water, ho'overes b'soch ha'chatzer, which travels through a person's private courtyard, asur l'malos mayim imeno, it is forbidden to fill up one's utensils with water from it. The reason for this prohibition is because the stream itself, even though it is in a person's rishus hayachid, nevertheless it has the status of being a carmelis. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is only the case if the stream is considered its own domain, meaning it has to have a depth of 10 tvachim, and at least a width of 4 tvachim. Less than that, it would be considered subordinate to the chatzer, in which case it would be permissible to take water from there. Halacha Yud Beis. Lo ya'amod adam b'rishus hayachid, v'yashdin o yorok l'rishus harabim o l'karmelis. It is forbidden for a person who is standing in a rishus hayachid to urinate or to spit into the Rishus HaRabim, or into a Carmelis. V'chein mirishus HaRabim o mirkarmelis l'rishus HaYachid. It is similarly forbidden to urinate or to spit from a Rishus HaRabim or Carmelis into a Rishus HaYachid, because either way it is considered that one is transferring something from one domain to another. V'chein merishus harabim lekarmelis o mekarmelis rishus harabim. The same thing is true from a rishus harabim to a karmelis, or from the karmelis to a rishus harabim, because remember, we consider the karmelis to have the strict halachas of both a rishus harabim and of a rishus hayochid. So therefore, one may not transfer from there to a Rishus HaRabim or from a Rishus HaRabim to the Carmelis. V'chein lo yelech dalad amers b'Rishus HaRabim o b'Carmelis o mirishus l'Rishus. Similarly, a person may not walk four amas within a Rishus HaRabim or a Carmelis, or from one Rishus to another, v'ruko b'fiv, while he has saliva in his mouth, im kvar tosho b'fiv mimakom l'makom, if it's already been detached from his mouth from place to place. The Mishnah Berurah adds, meaning it's already been moved around in his mouth and it is prepared to come out. The Mishnah Berurah also says that if we are dealing with a real Carmelis where there's no question that it's not a Rishus HaRabim, he says there might be grounds to be lenient with this. Halacha Yud Gimel. Mutar lishpoch shafachin b'chatzer. It is permissible to pour out waste liquid into a courtyard. Sheyesh bo dal amos al dal amos, which has dimensions of 4x4 amos. Afal pi sheyotzin l'rishus harabim, even though the liquid will flow from there into a rishus harabim. The reason for this is because it will get absorbed into the ground of the chatzer, and whatever does continue to flow into Rishus HaRabim, that's certainly not in the person's interest. It's not what he's trying to do. The Mishnah Berurah adds that during the winter time, it would even be permissible to put it into a chatzer which is of smaller dimensions.